I would have liked to stay with you longer, but I find consolation in the words of Jesus. He tells us, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all I have said to you. The Father sends his Spirit of truth and love into the world, and the Spirit guides us in the ways of peace. Therefore, do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. Dear brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is with you.
Welcome to The Holy Spirit Is With You, hosted by Kathleen McCarthy of In His Sign Catholic Radio. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world.
Well, praise the Lord. As you see, I was just getting my headphones on. Just want to praise and thank God for each of you. You're always a special gift to me. And I can't tell you, let me get these earrings off. I can't tell you how many times I'll be doing something in the middle of something, or maybe just was in adoration, or and a thought comes to me, and I can't tell you how many times you bring a smile to my heart. I'll think of some of your messages, or look at the chats. I haven't had 2 minutes in the past month. Well, in the past 2 months. So I haven't even been able to respond to your chats, but I read them, and I eventually get back to them. But I just can't tell you enough how many times I think about all of you. Somebody will come to my mind, maybe just in the midst of, whether it's prayer or maybe through the night or in the morning. I'll just get a thought of one of you, and sometimes I have a very strong sense of the Lord asks me to pray, and I'll just pray. But I want you to know, so many times, whether it's a note, an email, text, you're blessing my heart. Let me say that. And I just got a beautiful letter from Frank, and he said he won't be on today. And I know he's got some new issues with that foot. But just wrote a beautiful message about how this impacted his life. You heard his story when he called in. He was going to commit suicide, and he came across my voice by accident, and started listening. And he said, in all this time, he's been completely delivered. And again, it was when he started listening, the very day he was going to do it, he had it all planned, he had everything set up, and I happened to pray with him that day. God is, he's amazing. He doesn't ever want us to lose hope. He doesn't want us to sink into despair, and he certainly doesn't want us to feel you're not important. You know, he doesn't want us to feel like we don't matter. We don't matter in the world, or there's nothing about us that would be important enough to another person to really care. And you know, that is not of the Lord Jesus Christ whatsoever. But the good news is that in God's infinite love and mercy, he reads the hearts of everyone when they come before him on judgment. And he gives them an opportunity. He sees their heart and their soul, and he always gives them an opportunity to say yes to him, eternal life. So I don't know why I would be starting the program off that way today, except for the fact I just read his letter. And so again, I just want to praise and thank God for each and every one of you who are coming down to the wire for Lumina Christi Retreat. The theme is Stay With Us, Lord. And I'm going to tell you straight out, I had no theme. Nothing came to me. Then I thought of something this morning when I was talking to my friend Pam on the phone. She said, yeah, that sounds good. This is today. And the Lord said to me so clearly, I'll give you a theme. And I'm not exaggerating when I tell you, and I won't even go in to tell you how it happened, but what came up as clear as day, and I'll explain it later, but it was, I even saw it in red lettering. And it was, Stay With Us, Lord. And of course, you know, that's Luke 24:29. And I had Expect a Miracle. So, that is the theme. Stay With Us, Lord. And Expect a Miracle. And they sort of, wasn't like that's a story about miracles, because it isn't. But Stay With Us, Lord. Is, and that's the miracle. I guess because it was so strong to keep Expect a Miracle. So again, I just want to praise and thank God, and maybe you haven't even made your arrangements yet. Today is Thursday. It's next week. And if you find that you are free and you can make arrangements for next week, then please come. Come and join us. In my own opinion, and I see on the chat so many people put up how important that Lumina Christi Retreat is to them and how it has been to them. As a matter of fact, I was talking to one of the witnesses, and she said to me, Kathleen, I sign up for this retreat when I leave. And I put my name down, even though it's not even open yet. And then I call the check, and as soon as it's open, I put my name down. And my name is already down, and I register that very day, right after the retreat. So that was a beautiful thing to tell me, and I know many of you do, absolutely do sign up before it's even open. I guess that's why it's sells out so fast. I guess that's why it's completely full so quickly, as this was in August for the Family Life Center. But there is another building open, and some of the people I know had canceled that were in the other building. But I want to tell you, you're on holy ground no matter what building you're in. And yes, the Family Life Center is so nice because you can have your own shower in your own room, et cetera, et cetera. And some of you can have plenty where you can double up. I think there's even a triple there for three people to come. But the bottom line is, wherever God calls you to be, he has a purpose and a plan. And so I'm praying for a special person to get in today, and we'll place that in God's hands. If he wants her there, he'll provide a way for her to be there. And so for all of you, I just praise and thank God for your faithfulness. You are, as I always say, my team of evangelists. The Lord had laid that on my heart so long ago. So you do have a ministry. You're part of my, evangelistic team. And you have gifts and talents, and God has blessed you to be evangelizers. He has told me time and time again, this is the team of evangelists that I have given you. As much as he had told me from the very beginning when I said yes to this apostolate, when I first took over as president of In His Sign, he said, I will send you angels, Kathleen. And I will bless those who bless you. And all these years since, that has come to fruition time and time and time again. So I want to praise and thank God for each of you. You do bless my life, and I guess that's why he said, I'm sending you angels. And I have called them to be your team of evangelists. So I praise and thank God for all of that. And again, if you're listening and, you know, maybe you're a first-time listener today, and I would just encourage you, if you can make the arrangements, it's a four overnights. You come in Monday. Doors open, I think it's 4:30. And from 4:30 to 6 o'clock, settle in your room, walk the grounds, whatever. It's holy grounds, and so much is happening at Malvern today, and so many new things. And God is always ever anxious, but he's always ever new. And St. Carlos Acutis Shrine, which is a shrine now, it's been named a shrine. And then the new altar that's been put up, the John Paul II, and the John Paul II cross behind that altar that will be that has been set up on the ground. So it's just so many beautiful things, and they're moving forward constantly. And I just, God's very busy in these days and times. We should be watching and listening. You know, it's like going to a railroad crossing. Stop, look, and listen. Remember that always was on the wooden plaques on the places that was over the railroad tracks when the gates opened. Many times it said on right beforehand a little red sign, stop, look, and listen. Because you wouldn't want to, of course, be going through there when there's a train coming. And in all of our lives, many times there are train wrecks heading right in our direction. So we have to stop, we have to look, and we have to listen. What is God saying to the church? What is God saying to each one of our hearts? He's telling us always at every moment to stop, to look, and to listen. So when those trains come in our direction, what the enemy would have for a train wreck, God works together for a greater good and turns it into a blessing, something that had strengthened us, something that has opened our eyes and understanding to certain truths. To be aware and awake, and those those times are great teaching times for the Lord. You know, why is this happening? Why is this is not good? Why is this person sick? Where's God in all of this? He's right there with all of us. All of us. And he wants to refine us. He wants to teach us. Every time we get close to the cross, he reminds us, he prepares our hearts, that he's always with us. He'll never abandon us. He tells you, I am, not I will be. He tells you and I, time and time again, that I am the beginning and I am the end. And he's got his hand over everything. He's in charge of everything. Nothing happens without him being aware of it or without him allowing it for a greater good or for our own betterment, even when we don't understand it. And I just really think sometimes when we find ourselves in a train wreck or a train wreck heading right for us, we need to stop. We need to listen so that we can respond to the situation with the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. When we can take it as a teaching moment, what is the Lord doing in us? What is he saying in the silence of our heart? They're all very important things to do. And I just realized now, Mrs. Rosemary Doyle just sent me a message. She's our beautiful, really beautiful, not only physically, but spiritually. She does our Lumina Christi. She always leads us all so beautifully and so deeply into the mysteries of the rosary. She just wrote, Dear Kathleen, I'm listening to you right now on the radio, and I'm so excited for our retreat next week. I would be honored. I would be honored always to lead the Holy Rosary again at the retreat. You and your family are always in my daily prayers. I love you, Rosemary. Well, we're honored and we're blessed that in those times, throughout these 5 days, four nights, 5 days, that each person plays such an important part in that retreat. Father, of course, and of course myself, we're the ones giving the retreat. But everyone is there. God has a purpose and a plan for all of us during that time. And he really, really wants us to be aware of how important it is for each of us to not only be there, but to be open, to have ears to hear and a heart to receive all that he will say in you and through you. And yes, I mean through you. So again, I just want to praise and thank God. Never did I ever think this would be the retreat that has this theme. It just came, just as it's on this paper in red letters, stay with us, Lord. And I literally had to know it was in Luke, but I had no idea at that moment what was the exact scripture. And when I looked it up, it was Luke 24:29. So this came so strong today, and then the words, expect a miracle. So, I just feel that, once again, the Lord's always showing me. It's all him, always him. And he will have his way, and he had his way. And that's why I couldn't think of a theme. And I can blame it on and say I didn't have 2 minutes to, but let's face it, when this came to me, it came to me strong, and I had no problem writing it down. And I guess I wasn't really listening. So, my friends, I hope to see all of you there. And for those that maybe are, like I said, are just still haven't made a decision, or maybe you even dropped out because you couldn't get in a Family Life Center. But if you're there, you are on holy ground. Maybe God's calling you to come. Wherever you are at this very moment, wherever you are. So again, I just want to praise and thank God for the ways that he works. Just the ways that he speaks to each of our hearts. And I just, I'm in awe of how God works so beautifully. I came in today, had that theme. God bless Maureen. She wasn't feeling good the last couple of days, but she's back in the studio feeling good, better, well on the mend, let me say that. And she just, I sent it over to her. She just typed it all up. And I pray over this, and I pray that at every moment of that entire 4 nights, 5 days, that God will bless for each and every one of us in a special way. And hey, I'm always expecting a miracle. But for it to come in red letters, and that's just how Maureen put it on the schedule, all in red. So I want to praise and thank God for all of you. It's you. And it's God's week, and that we all would come together for his honor and his glory, that we would always decrease so that he could increase within us. And I just ask a special blessing. I would tell you this. I am in need of music. So if you have to fill in a couple spots here on the weekend, or in the week, and if you are interested and you play an instrument, a piano, a guitar, or whatever, or you have a person that you work with to do that, give me a call. Again, God is all on his own putting this whole thing together. The persons we were going to use for, it didn't work out. And they're out of the country right now. And so, again, Tommy Doyle, and then where I can fill the rest in. If he can't take the whole time. So let me know. Give me a call. 610-527-2906. And if you've been gifted, whatever you're gifted with, we're always called to give it back for God's honor and glory. So, you know, never know. Why would I even mention that on the air? I don't know. But it's always, it's all about God and not about us. So praise and thank you. I want to pull up the readings for today. And I've missed 48 calls. I don't know how I did that. My phone hasn't stopped ringing. So I don't know how that happens. I could miss that many calls. All right. Let's get into the gospel. I so often miss my sidekick on Thursdays. Most Thursdays he was able to do it, and that's Father Dermot Roche. So here is the readings for today. It's from the Gospel of Luke, 17:20-25. Being asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God was coming, he answered them, "The kingdom of God is not coming with signs to be observed, nor will they say, 'Behold, here it is,' or 'There,' for behold, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you." And he said to the disciples, "The days are coming when you will desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you will not see it. And they will say to you, 'Behold, there,' or 'Behold, over here.' Do not go, do not follow them. For as the lightning flashes and the lights up and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation." And that is the Gospel of the Lord for today. And you know, even back in the days, and it's good to note this, but, you know, in the days when they were really looking for and expecting the Messiah, they were looking for him with great expectations. They were always looking for some sign that he was coming, that he's maybe there. But the truth of the matter is, they were looking in all the wrong places. They had their own agenda. And then finally, the star shining brightly in the darkness was the sign they had that the shepherds followed. And they found the baby Jesus with his mother. Certainly not in the way, it was in some stable, maybe even like a trough he was born in, truly. There was no room for him. And even today, with so much going on in the world, so much anxiety and fear and worry about what's taking place in our country and our world, chaos and so much hatred, so much violence. Talk about a train wreck, there it is, in our own time, right now. But the good news is, he is coming. And they were looking for that, this king that was going to set them all free, going to take over and just set everybody free. No more slaves, but that they would have one that would fight for them and their rights. And he would liberate them. But the story about he is coming and the kingdom of God is in the midst of us is twofold. Oh, he was coming, all right. And he would come when they least expected him, and they would come in such a way that they wouldn't expect him to come, so they missed that amazing visitation. They were expecting this grandiose king coming. This warrior is going to set them all free. Instead, Jesus came as a little baby. A baby, the most innocent among us, the most beautiful, holy little child. And they weren't looking for him in a way that they were open. They were only looking for the manifestation of the ways they thought he would come. And we have to remember in this day, in this time, that we can look back and we can see that they never accepted Jesus as the Messiah. Again, they, you know, when they spoke of God and coming and in power and might, they had no idea that the little baby, innocent, peaceful, all-powerful God would come the way he did. And so they really were not ready. And how many times have I said just recently, every time in those days that they were asking for all these signs, the Lord was saying all along that he was already here. He was saying, here I am. I am the God that has come to save you. But their hearts were cold towards that message. They were waiting for something more. They were waiting for something better. They were expecting a powerful king that would strike them all that were holding them in captivity. And so they missed it. And we have to remember, you and I, each and every one of us, will hear a lot of things in these days, believe me. Same as they did then, we'll be told all kinds of things, and we'll be expecting and we'll miss it because we won't be listening and open to what the Lord is saying and doing in our time, in a time such as this. Going on a break, don't go away.
You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio, empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. We are blessed to have had this Catholic radio apostolate for almost 40 years now. Thanks be to God for your partnership. Without you, this radio voice would be silenced. We have a monthly Mass offered for you, our loyal family of listeners. It's our way of saying thank you for underpinning our apostolate with your many prayers and financial support. This is your radio ministry, to be a voice for those who have no voice, to evangelize and to catechize for a time such as this. We know the Lord will bless you abundantly. He can never be outdone in generosity. If this ministry has touched your heart, help us to touch other hearts by supporting us with your prayers and financial support. Call us at 610-527-2906 or visit our website at inhissign.com.
Well, we're back again. We were reading the gospel and just trying to share some things in regards to the gospel. You know, the Pharisees and all those, they didn't believe, and so they approached Jesus and trying to trip him up, never expecting that he would have the proper answer, because they didn't expect him in a million years to be the Messiah. And yet Jesus talked to them plainly, and he talked about the Messiah being himself. He talked about the Messiah that was going to come in the world and was already there in their midst. Again, they didn't want to recognize him as their king, and so they were still waiting, still looking. And because many were starting to believe that Jesus was the Christ, the anointed one, the Savior, the Messiah, they approached him and put that question to him. When they did, they didn't expect the answer they got, that he is already here in their midst. He was really telling them about pardon me, telling them about the fact that not only was he with them in their midst, but that he was going to come again. And I think when they heard that, I think they were afraid. I think, really, quite frankly, that right then and there, they were deciding they had to do something about this man who the people were starting to follow, listen to, were drawn to. When he spoke like no other. And so I believe even there they were trying to plot against him, especially when he was telling them that again, he talked about that he's in their midst, and that again in the future, at the end of time, that he would come again. And that when he did, there would be like lightning strike, you know, lightning. What a way to get the world's attention, from the east to the west, north to the south. When we see lightning now, boy, we stop and look up. Lightning's powerful. It's also a powerful sign. And each one of us can trust that the Lord is coming. The King is coming. He has already came into the world, and he is coming again. He's coming back for you and for me. He's coming back for all those who believe. He's coming back for us. So I want to praise and thank God. I see Frank did get in. He left me a message that he probably wouldn't be able to call into the show today. It is our year anniversary, and I can honestly tell you, when he says, "Kathleen, you saved my life," I get so choked up, I can't even think about it, because the thought of losing him, we know him, we love him, and I just praise God that God spared his life, that he brought him the gift of new life. So let me put them on. Hi, Frank. Happy anniversary to us.
You beat me to the punch. You're a better singer. Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Aww. I called earlier because I had the foot doctor.
I figured.
I had to do some things afterwards, but I made it back in time, so...
Well, that's good. I'm glad that you did.
I'm going to celebrate with a cold drink.
Good. What are you drinking?
What's your favorite beer?
I never tasted. I never had a beer in my life.
Kathleen, I don't drink. You're supposed to say, no, no, don't do it.
Well, I knew you weren't drinking.
I was trying to trick you.
Oh, no.
A cold glass of water, a cold Coca-Cola.
There you
maybe
go.
Maybe chocolate milk.
Yeah, I like chocolate milk.
Wawa makes the best.
It does indeed. I get hot chocolate there a lot in the morning.
They sell hot chocolate? I never knew that.
Oh, yeah, hot chocolate. And they got a nice machine there. The mix is really excellent, and I always fill it half with milk and then put the hot chocolate in.
My mom was craving hot chocolate last week, but she meant to go to the store and get it, but she never did, and now she's in the hospital. I told you about that.
Yeah, how's she making out, Frank?
I just talked when I came home, and they did some blood work today.
Okay.
It was bacterial, one more something of IV antibiotics and be gone no more. It was viral gone today.
Okay.
And then a different GI doctor says, let's do a colonoscopy. Never had one.
Okay.
So that'll be tomorrow. So the colonoscopy is okay, she'll be home tomorrow. If not, we'll figure that out.
Okay. Very good. Well, we're praying for her. Catherine. We're praying for Catherine.
Catherine with a K. I told her it's an Irish thing. She never knew that either.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And a lot of times, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry, you go ahead.
A lot of times it's Catherine is the mother, and they'll name the child Kathleen. A very strong custom in Ireland.
Her mother was Winifred.
Okay.
Winifred Lavin.
Lavin. It's a nice
name. Is that a Polish name or Spanish name? I can't tell.
I don't know. It's not Spanish.
Winifred Lavin, that's Irish.
It's not Spanish.
No, it's Irish.
Yeah.
It's very Irish.
Okay.
I told you. I grew up with ham sandwiches and potato salad and blacks and beans. I'm a Cuban and Irish.
Well, it was a good mix for you, Frank.
Guess who I called today?
Captain Lou.
I talk to him every day.
Oh.
Dr. DeCarlo's office.
Huh.
To say, I found out about the appointment. I can't wait to see you in 2 weeks.
Oh, did he answer?
No, the lady answered the phone. I just told her, she's okay. Well, not just okay. I mean, we talked a little bit. And I said, what's your first name? She told me. I said something. Oh, I'm his sister. Oh, okay. Your mom's Mary. She goes, yeah. I said, well, tell Mary I heard on the radio with Jennifer Reed. Get Jennifer Reed's my aunt. I said, well, I got that. We were chit-chatting for a while.
Yeah, it's a family affair over there.
Oh, Jennifer Reed goes there too?
Yeah.
Oh, you said you were going to go there. Have you gone there?
No, I haven't had time to go anywhere.
You're like Captain Lou. You help everyone else in the world, but help yourself once in a while.
I'll take that as a message from...
No, you're not there.
Yeah, I am. I'm taking that as a message from your heart to my heart.
Captain Lou doesn't listen to me. You don't listen to anyone. You're right about helping other people. Just take... Well, you're like... You're insane tasty cakes.
You know...
Look, Kathleen...
Yes.
I still can't believe it's been 1 year. I mean, each time, week to week, I was getting so excited to hear you. My little kid, he loved Fridays. There's no school and different TV shows, whatever.
Right.
Every Tuesday, I look forward to it. It was you, then Ken and Father Dog, then you on Thursday, then okay, wait till Tuesday.
Oh.
But I was always looking forward to every Tuesday for last year. I never, who thinks about Tuesday?
Oh, that's beautiful, Frank.
Oh, guess what? I was in the ER last night.
Oh.
I called my neurologist because Monday it started at nighttime. I ate dinner. I bit my lower lip. That was weird. How'd that happen? Did not think twice about it. Went to bed, brushed my teeth, and rinsed my mouth. The water came out. I didn't spit it out. It kind of oozed out on itself. I was nervous I had a stroke or something.
Oh, wow.
Tuesday, I had the same thing. But just when I was drinking things, it was oozing out. Hard time chewing. Again, don't tell me I got a stroke. Yesterday morning, I was slurring words. I called Lou, Captain Lou, and he recognized it. I said, I don't know what it is. I called my neurologist. They have the message. She called back around 6:30 at night. She's at a conference in Louisiana somewhere. It sounds like Bell's palsy. I don't think it's a stroke. But you have to go to the ER to get checked out. Like, I'm not in my office. I'm in a way in the conference. I said, what's Bell's palsy? She told me, and I forget what it is.
Right.
And, I went there, and that's what it was. So I'm even stirring my words a little bit here. And they gave me steroids. And so hopefully I'll get better with time.
Well, make sure you tell Dr. Zach that.
Yeah, and I see him in 2 weeks with them.
Yeah.
They said they don't know what causes it. You know why? Because medical doctors don't know a lot of things.
That's right.
They're smart and they're brilliant. But any kind of chronic condition, they're stumped.
Yep, some.
If you got a new problem, they're the best thing in the world.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
Yep.
If you're shot in the street or bay crossing and you go over, we're the best in the world. Kathleen, we're 47th in the world with chronic conditions.
I know. 47th in the world. Unbelievable. The richest country in the world.
I was getting ready to say, we have the best medical schools around. They come here to go to medical school.
Right.
We've been teaching the same old forever. That's why when I see Dr. DiCarlo, I'm going to be a new man.
Well, I certainly hope and pray to God that he can more than help you. And I'm going to, he'll be on again. I'm going to have him on. We're going to talk about something maybe even in the future, give him his own program. But
oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I'm praying about it.
So I like all those kind of shows. Did you ever know a guy named Dr. Jim Corey?
Yeah, I do know Dr. Jim Corey.
He was great. And he went off the air, and then a couple years later, Dr. Molly Fantasia.
Right.
Dr. Molly. She's great. I like all those kind of shows. There's Dr. Sean O'Mara on a different Catholic station. I won't see him of it, but he's the same way. Do you know Dr. Sean O'Mara by name?
No,
or anything?
I do not.
He's an MD. He did a military MD. He was having health problems, but he couldn't fix himself. He asked colleagues, and they were stumped too. And that's how he found out about like healthy living, holistic stuff.
Mm.
And he treated himself. He lost a lot of weight. He started feeling better. His brother was either a twin or he just looked alike or something like that. And he was doing his own thing, but not getting better. Kept getting worse. And finally, after maybe 5-10 years, he listened to his brother Sean, and then he was getting better, just by changing what they were eating and taking supplements, doing the right thing.
Well, that's what we need for you.
I know. I can't wait. I'm so grateful because I believe I was okay until I became an alcoholic.
Right.
But I was a bad alcoholic. I mean, a fifth and a half, 2 fifths of whiskey, you know, a day, sometimes 1/5, whatever, 16 to 20 beers a day, a lot. I lost count. Sometimes more than that, 28, 32 beers a day. You know why I switched to beer, Kathleen?
Why?
I was going back to school to finish up hairdressing. The doctor gave me a call there. Said, Frank, you got to stop drinking. Your liver function tests, she didn't say what they were because they're off the chart or something like that. You got to stop now. One more drink, you'll be dead. And I knew she's doing that to scare you.
Right.
Okay? I said, okay. She said, Frank, I'm serious. One more drink, you're going to be dead. I said, okay, doctor, are you going to stop? I said, yes. And she said, okay, I'll see you back in a month. I said, okay. I went home. I got beer, not whiskey, right? I switched to beer. A month later, I drank a lot of quantity, but not a lot of alcohol. Beer is less alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
My livers came down, then I became a beer drinker. Before then, I was a whiskey and soda drinker. I was just killing myself. And I was in denial because I was an idiot. I was a classic alcoholic. Didn't think I had a problem.
Yep.
And then, you know, I always had a suicide thoughts in you last year.
Yeah, praise God.
Started healing that engine.
Yep.
Your station, Kathleen, got me sober and took away my suicidal thoughts. It's amazing.
My heart rejoices, Frank.
And your great audience, you're making me cry again. I'm so happy. Your great audience. Kathleen, I went to rehabs back in the 90s. We were drinking. Never did drugs.
Right.
Didn't help me at all. I'm sure didn't help me. I mean, I learned things, but didn't cure me.
Right.
And I went to meetings, you know, did different things. Nothing happened. Your station came along, Ken, Fire Dog, and I found out about you. And it was one thing after another. Stop boozing, and I stopped one thing, kill myself. Thanks to your station. I love your station.
We love you.
Thanks
We love you.
You're
right back.
You know what I told you?
I had to laugh.
Dials.
When
What's
I
that?
I had to laugh. I got your letter. I opened it when I got into the studio.
I forgot about that.
And you called me St. Kathleen again.
Well, Kathleen, Captain Lee wrote that for me because you wouldn't be able to read my handwriting.
Right.
So. But I think his handwriting is pretty sloppy, too, I think.
Yeah, my own's not too good either.
Yeah, St. Kathleen, yeah. I asked him to write that for me because I like writing myself, but people, they struggle to make it out. Oh, yeah, I got the gist of it.
Yep.
I didn't want you here to just. I want you to hear everything. I want to be longer, a lot longer, but He's busy. I keep it short.
Well, I just...
He wouldn't mind it, but I mind it. Yeah, you know, Kathleen, one more thing. When I was changing that dial, I had no idea what station I was on.
Right.
I know your station, but I didn't know where I was on. I heard your voice. You had a very powerful, feminine voice, very loving, very nurturing, very caring. I was hooked. God was telling me, this is the one for... Oh, I know what I want to say. In that letter, I think, two times you were praying for me.
Yep.
You were doing something like, been over like 10 minutes or so.
Yeah.
One time I was in my bedroom with the radio, one time in the living room on a tablet. And both times the meeting started praying for me, there was interference, there was no connection, until you were just finished.
I remember.
Yeah. That was demonic. That was the devil didn't want me hearing.
That's exactly right. But just goes to show you, God's way is the best way, and He's all powerful.
And I have a question for you, because I heard someone say today, kind of, my mother said when we were little kids, and she got mad. So, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Is that kind of like a bad word to say that, or no?
Well, it is a colloquium from the Irish say it all the time. They used
I was going to say it, because I heard another mother say when I was kids, and she was Irish, too.
Yeah, very common. Oh, even my grandmother, oh, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, and they'd bless themselves. But very common to come out of the mix and the Max and the Irish.
I was thinking that, but I didn't want to say it because you don't know today. I'm making a gander or something. Other kids, I saw their mother, they were Irish, and they said, Jesus, and I were, oh, my God.
But I will say they're sort of not, they shouldn't be doing it, but the bottom line is it's when they're using it, they're saying it into God. They're not using it in such a derogatory way, in anger, you know, saying that word. But the bottom line is we should never use the name of the Lord in vain.
It was my mother's neighbor who gave me a ride to the podiatrist, and she said it, but she stopped, and she got mixed up. She says, Jesus, Mary, and she said, Jesus, Mary, and Jesus. No, she said, Joseph, Mary, I forget. She
Jesus,
repeated one
Mary,
of the names
and
twice
Joseph,
mixed up.
Yeah.
I didn't help her out because that's when for the first time I thought, I think that may be a nice way of saying the words by themselves aren't bad.
Right.
When you say it in that kind of manner, it probably...
Exactly.
Like defacing God or something like that,
yeah,
whatever.
Exactly. That's what I said. When they say it in a nice, like, for help or they're sorry or whatever. But bottom line is He loves us. He knows how we mean things, and if we're saying it in vain, then we better break the habit.
Kathleen, if anyone out there is listening for the very first time, or maybe not the first time, but you turn every once in a while, listen to Kathleen's station. I love Kathleen and Ken on Wednesday and Fire Dog, but I'm getting hooked on Ann and Reed on Mondays. Ann was talking about, gluttony, but there's gluttony for spiritual gluttony. I didn't get that one. Reed, I forget what she was talking about, but I like both of them things. And now I got to work on Monsignor.
McHenry.
Okay.
Got to get you listening all week.
I got to start doing it all the time.
I actually used to do all the programs myself. And then
you were on before Monday to Friday every day?
Oh, they were never here. I did all the programs by myself every day.
You were speaking for 2 hours every day?
Well, I was speaking for an hour every day for many, many years. And then I took the extra hour they asked me to take, which I didn't want to do, but I did because the Lord said He opened the door for me to do it. And then I started putting people in that I believe had, you know, also had a gift. And I could back out a little bit of that time constraint of doing it every single day. I mean, I can run the place, no problem, from, you know, my home, Maureen being in the office. So it works, but the bottom line is, at one time, and so did Dominic, who founded this in his sign network.
He sat in his basement in his house somewhere.
Yep. Packer Park, yep.
Kathleen. You there?
Yeah, I am.
September, I can't forget, September 11th, Dr. Carla was on the day after Charlie Kirk was assassinated,
right.
Anniversary, September 11th. his story and everything when I called in. I'm excited about seeing him. For some reason, it keeps popping my mind. You've been through this before, not with him, but other doctors who are holistic doctors, and they say things, and nothing ever worked out. Whatever I have, naturopathic, holistic doctors, so far, they try different things, and still nothing happens.
Yeah.
How come sometimes that pops my mind, so I want to get rid of it. I want to be positive when I walk in there. And sometimes it pops my mind, Frankie, what are you doing? You put this before, you got something that's in your body and just can't figure. I still think God's punishing me for my lifestyle, being a drunk all the time.
He's not. I can guarantee you that. You know, there's some people who suffer, Frank, and for one purpose or another, and in the end, you know, only He is the healer of healers and the Lord of lords, doesn't matter how good any doctor is. And the bottom line is, He has intervened in your life. And if you can find some comfort and some healing through Dr. DiCarlo, then count it all as a blessing. I know myself, I mean, I've not been a long-suffering person, but I've had a lot of things in my own life. You know, I had a brain tumor. I had lung cancer. I had kidney cancer, so I had to have all those operations and had a bowel burst. It could go on and on. But the bottom line is, for some reason, it gave me an opportunity to think of and pray for all those people. I would have never thought to pray for anybody with brain tumors.
Really?
It wasn't in my wheelhouse, you know. I wasn't thinking about it. I pray for people in general and suffering people. But then when it happened, you know, when you're in the midst of it, I would begin to pray for people that were really suffering terrible with brain tumors or with the kidney cancer. I was praying for people with kidney cancer. And, you know, I went on and on. And I think I would have never been able to be thinking even to pray about specific things if I hadn't been suffering myself with it.
Did you lose one of your kidneys?
Part of one, half of one.
Me too. I lost 20% of my left kidney in 2019.
Yeah.
Kathleen, Dr. DiCarlo, his program, about operations. By the time I graduated high school, I had like early 25, 30 operations.
Oh my gosh, Frank.
Minor ones. I kept getting ear infections all the time. It was very unusual. My ENT doctor did a journal for ENT doctors. They featured me. I was on the cover. It was so unusual for a kid to have so many constant ear infections all the time. I think, again, whatever, you know, this is when my body started falling apart back then, but even it wasn't a problem until I was like 35.
Right.
Some kind of my blood system or something, whatever, just been slowly growing. Ear infections, you know, they got a little bit older doing things. They got slowed down and went away. Then he became an alcoholic, and then aggravated the body, and then I started falling apart again.
Well, Frank, I got somebody waiting online for the next.
That's good.
No, not a
and
caller.
That would be great on your program.
No, no.
That. Thanks again, Kathleen.
Frank.
Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Frank.
You're the best, Kathleen. St. Kathleen.
Frank.
Don't forget, I'm your Frank, okay? I'm your Frank.
You are my Frank, and I'm not going to go off for that reason, but the next program's coming on Thursday, so I got to clear the air.
Okay, bye-bye.
God bless you. Love you. Bye.
Thanks.
Well, my brothers and sisters, here we are. Again, I ask you to stay tuned for Dr. Raimondo, Anton Raimondo. He always has a beautiful program. He's a good friend of mine, and I ask you to give it a listen. And to all of you, remember, again, like I said with the gospel today, He is, as He told the Pharisees, He was in their midst, and He will come again in glory. And when He does, on that day, it'll be a fearful day. We should be ready, and if we're not ready, we better get ready, because that also means a judgment day for all of us. So my brothers and sisters, remember, God is a God of love and mercy, infinite love and mercy. And what does He want? He wants us to be where He is in eternity forever with all of our loved ones that went before us. So please, stay close to the sacraments. look deep into our own hearts and see our own faults, our own failings before we start looking at other people's. And remember, how we judge others, it's going to be how we're going to be judged. So let us be loving and merciful, and let us trust in the love of God, that as we place our hope in Him, we will always work together for a greater good, no matter what's coming into our lives. God is God, and He loves us and wants us with Him forever. God bless you.